Chapter 2. The Land Stealer. How Andrew Jackson Shaped the Modern Democratic Party. It was dark before we finished killing them. Andrew Jackson on his massacre at Horseshoe Bend. In January 2015, a group of Haitians surrounded the New York offices of the Clinton Foundation. They chanted slogans accusing Bill and Hillary Clinton of having robbed them of billions of dollars. 2 months later, the Haitians were at it again, accusing the Clintons of duplicity, malfeasance, and theft. And in May 2015, they were back, this time outside New York's Cipriani, where Bill Clinton received an award and collected a $500,000 check for his foundation. "Clinton, where's the money?" the Haitian signs read. "In whose pockets?" said Daoud André of the Commission Against Dictatorship. "We are telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti." Haitians like André may sound a bit strident, but he and the protesters had good reason to be disgruntled. They had suffered a heavy blow from Mother Nature, and now it appeared that they were being battered again, this time by the Clintons. Their story goes back to 2010, when a massive 7.0 earthquake devastated the island, killing more than 200,000 people, leveling 100,000 homes, and leaving 1.5 million people destitute. The devastating effect of the earthquake on a very poor nation provoked worldwide concern and inspired an outpouring of aid money intended to help rebuild Haiti. Countries around the world, as well as private and philanthropic groups like the Red Cross and the Salvation Army, provided some $10.5 billion in aid, with $3.9 billion of it coming from the United States. Haitians like André, however, noticed that very little of this aid money actually got to poor people in Haiti. Some projects championed by the Clintons, like the building of industrial parks and posh hotels, cost a great deal of money and offered scarce benefits to the truly needy. Port-au-Prince was supposed to be rebuilt. It was never rebuilt. Projects aimed at creating jobs proved to be bitter disappointments. Haitian